Well, pre-season started, a loss at home to Huddersfield. Yeah, it was quite good fun, actually. Of course, results don't matter at this stage, you know, sides are at different stages in their preparation, players are as well, and, you know, results is more about performances and what you learn about the players and about them getting fitness. Although I would say that we're playing a strong Huddersfield team and that they picked a strong side as well. And we certainly held our own. A draw would have been a fair result. And that's something. It's certainly got to help morale. I wouldn't say results make that much difference in pre-season, but if you got hammered, I think it would hurt. So yeah, it was encouraging. What sort of performances did we learn about then? Well, we saw Lee Fowler play the whole 90 minutes. He did say he'd come in early to pre-season to get himself properly fit. And maybe that's an indication of it. And that was good to see, especially in the first half. He bossed the game. He did fade a bit in the second, but I think that's understandable. What else did we see? Well, I mean, in the first half, we played an interesting formation. The sort of formation he often plays when Fowler's playing and Dean Keats isn't. So diamond in midfield. Fowler drops deep and makes the play. Not as deep as he has done in the past. And he didn't slow things down as much as he has in the past. Maybe Rex was working on just tinkering with that formation. Well, of course, you don't get pressed in a friend like in a real match, so whether it would work in a muddy match against Hayes is a different question altogether. But then, the diamond in midfield had Cieslevic playing behind two split strikers, which is something he's occasionally tinkered with, and it looked good. He looked lively, Cieslevic. He could beat his man. He set a Pogba's equaliser very nicely, and he drifted around and found space rather nicely, drifting to both flanks, popping off, lots of space in the hole. He's playing against the side playing 4-4-2. And he profited from the space between the lines. That was encouraging. Other good performances. Onoru looked quite lively up front as well. I thought that Steve Thomason, playing at right back, the young lad, he showed promise, although I always thought he was a centre-back rather than the right back. But he certainly went down the flank pretty well and defended well against a good winger in Gary Roberts. And on the less encouraging side, Jocelyn Mayebi, let's just say I've heard negative things about him all season. People who see him in the reserves haven't been too impressed. But he had that performance at Luton. He made a lot of good saves. Oh, fair enough. Well, he didn't look clever at all today, I'm afraid. I made a joking reference that I'd come out of retirement and come back in goal afterwards to some of the press. Didn't get the usual laughter it usually gets. I'm a 42-year-old, how can I put this, plump ex-goalkeeper. Short to boot, but they didn't seem to laugh at the possibility so much this time. He wasn't clever. The goal was his fault. The first half goal, a corner, poor corner to the near post, keeper's ball, didn't come off his line. Therefore, free header. He saved it, but he shouldn't have had to make the save. Rebound drops, and they tap it in. Definitely his fault. He then had another couple of horrible moments with the ball at his feet and didn't look clever at all, I'm afraid. Second half, or maybe the key moment of the second half, was Jamie Tolley getting injured. It looked like he might have done his calf. He was actually pulling a player's shirt and a foul, and the player turned. Tolley seemed to move quickly, turn quickly, and something seemed to go bang in his leg, and he looked in real trouble when he came off, so let's hope it's not too serious. Jake Spate looked quite lively on as a sub. They changed almost the whole side. Only Tolley and Fowler left on after the break. Morel looked lively up front as well. Knight Purcell did pretty well, actually, at centre-back. And Scott Brown on trial. He's been released by Cheltenham, by Morecambe. He looked a decent central midfielder, box-to-box, quite lively. Not sure if we need another midfielder, mind. We lost it through a good finish, just about between 15-10 minutes from the end. But actually, we deserved a draw at least. We had chances. Great strike by Spate that the keeper managed to parry. Leon Close came on, and for the moment of coming on at half-time, had a free header from a corner. And he just mistimed it, missed the ball completely. Should have done better, I suppose, really, but he is a young defender, to be fair. And also, we should have had a penalty when Morel was climbed all over by Jamie McComb, huge centre-back who's climbed all over his back and pushed him over. But yeah, it was a promising, lively sort of performance. I bet Dean Saunders would be pretty pleased with it as a run out. Worried about Tolley's injury. But yeah, decent start to the pre-season.